been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. Welcome to November 1st. And look, we've got a treat. No tricks here today. Look at this. The Dow up 228 points right now. 27,275. Gunderson was right again. Every pullback in this market has been a buying opportunity. The NASDAQ up 84 points today. That's a 1% move. 8,375, record territory NASDAQ, record territory Dow, and record territory S&P 500. Who said it was going to blast through 3,000? It's at 3,063 today. It's up 26 points. It's up 0.9%. Where's Peter Schiff? I haven't seen him on TV recently. Russell 2000 is up 14 points today to 1576. Crude oil up today, up 84 cents to $55.02. Gold down $1.70 to $1,513 per ounce. Silver down 3 cents to $18.04 per ounce. The U.S. dollar basically flat on the day. And look at this. We even have a rally going on in the bond market, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Well, actually, we're flat, but the 10-year is back below 1.7. The 10-year is at 1.69%. Boy, this has been a busy week in the market. Maybe we need to begin the show today by recapping what has gone on this extremely busy week in the market. The bottom line, new highs across the board. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, where the market is hitting new highs here. I hope it's hitting new highs in your town also. What's driving it today? Well, I'd have to say it's the jobs report, which came in just smoking hot. And you've got a market now up 223 on the Dow, new all-time high. NASDAQ up 80 points, new all-time high. We have had a very, very busy week in the market. We've had 156 companies report earnings. I can't wait to see where we're at on those estimates for 2020 and even 2021. Right now, because that's going to determine the future of this bull, which is over 10 years old. The expansion continues. The earnings parade will continue next week, but the bulk of earnings now reports are now in the rear view mirror. And I'll have some updated numbers for you in the newsletter today. We send that newsletter out to thousands of people all over the world. Every weekend, the Gunderson Best Stocks Now newsletter, the macro outlook on the market has been right since March of 2009, and I am a market timer. Whoa, a market timer? I thought you just buy indexes and stick with them. Well, you know what? I'm just saying that the last bear was 53%. If you want to stick with that, you go ahead. But I know a lot of my clients can't take a hit like that in their portfolio. So I also watch the rear view mirror. You can't have the offense on the field at all times. But when the economy is growing and when earnings are expanding, you have to have the offense on the field. You don't want to be watching from the sidelines. Well, yesterday we got one of those weird economic reports that drove the market down. In fact, we were down about 220 points at one point in time yesterday. Today we're up 220 points. We had a weird report out of Chicago. The Chicago PMI plunges to a four-year low. It came in at 43.2. That's a major contraction. But, you know, every once in a while you get one of those reports. We had that ISM manufacturing index about, 3 weeks ago that was a stinker. But, you know, when 98 economic reports out of 100 are good, you're going to get a report like that every once in a while. And it stunk up the market yesterday, although we did rebound at the end of the day. I actually finished almost flat for the day yesterday. Also had the impeachment procedural vote taking place in the background of the market. But today that seems to have faded into the background as the jobs report is front row center here today. The monthly non-farm payroll report, which showed that the U.S. economy created, where is that number? It created 120,000, I want to say, jobs. Without the GM strike, it would have been 187,000, which is absolutely a blowout number. Surprising. Now, that may be one of those anomalies to the upside. I don't know. But we've had many jobs reports like this recently, and that has got the market all excited here today. Yesterday, we also had uncertainty again over a U.S.-China trade deal. But now they're saying, you know, we're almost done with that little phase one deal, which will at least take away a lot of the uncertainty out of the market. We also had some very good earnings reports yesterday, particularly Apple and Facebook. And today we have some more pretty good earnings reports. The standout of the day for me is Alibaba, which I've been calling the cheapest growth stock in the entire world. It's making a good move here today. It's setting its sights on its resistance level. Hopefully it will break through that level. I recently wrote an article about Alibaba in the on the Seeking Alpha website, Alibaba having a good day after they come in and they beat earnings. And again, with if you take the GM strike out of the mix, the economy would have generated almost 187,000 jobs last month, which beat the estimates by a wide margin. Actually, the actual number was 128,000. What was expected? 89,000. The unemployment rate remains the same this month, 3.6%. The biggest job gains were reported in food services and drinking places. Okay, well, to me, that's a sign of a good economy, all right? People are not eating out. Well, they drink no matter what, even in bad times, but still, I think that shows a robust. You know, I see it around our town. I see the restaurants and the happy hours and whatnot. Pretty robust, pretty full. And that's where the most job gains were had. Food service and drinking places. There was also a little hiring in the federal government, social assistance, and financial activities. U.S. oil production shatters a monthly record at 12.4 million barrels per day. U.S. crude production August soared to a record 12.4 million barrels, enhancing the U.S. as the world's top oil producer. That's good news to some, and others would like to shut that down, according to new data from the Energy Information Administration, the EIA. Gulf of Mexico oil production jumped by 469,000 barrels per day, a 30% increase in August. Texas production rose 98,000 barrels per day, and North Dakota added 28,000 barrels per day. Production from Texas, the biggest gas-producing state, gained 1.9% to a record high, this is natural gas now, of 28.5 billion cubic feet per day of natural gas being produced in the state of Texas. More good news on the economy. Freddie Mac sees the U.S. housing market strong into 2020. As the global slowdown looms, they still see a very strong housing market, with home sales rising to 6 million this year and to 6.1 million next year. Of course, low interest rates helping that out, but the home builders continue to hit new highs. This is Bill Gunderson on this Friday. It's turning into a good one. We'll be right back. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed for Sarasota. Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson, and Barry Kite will be available to meet with you on Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, and Wednesday, November 20th. We'll be camped out at the new Embassy Suites near downtown. Bill Gunderson will park your car. No, not really, but he has taken care of free valet parking for all of those who would like to meet with us. Bill will also be there to talk about the accumulation phase of your investment cycle. Paul will discuss your various options for the distribution phase if needed, and Barry Kite will be there to discuss your big retirement picture. Barry is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial analyst. Make an appointment with the Dream Team now. This will be a good opportunity to do some year-end planning. We have 25 time slots available, and they will fill up. Call 855-611-BEST now or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Here's a tweet I just got. Happy I'm off today. I get to listen to you live instead of on the podcast. Can't wait for you and your team's insights today. Here's to a great show. So I'll give a shout out there to Adam. Listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour today. Look, I just report the facts here. The price for Warren, Elizabeth Warren's Universal Healthcare, comes in at $20.5 trillion over the next 10 years. Now, I've looked, I've picked apart the U.S. budget many times, and the income statement that the country produces, I think the country should be required to report earnings or lack thereof every quarter, just like publicly traded companies do. Well, in basic terms, we collect $3 trillion in taxes during the course of a year, and we spend $4 trillion. Okay. So that's a trillion-dollar deficit. How do we make that deficit up? There's only two ways of doing that. One is to borrow that money, floating those treasuries that China, Japan, other countries have been gobbling up, or we have to print the money. Okay, so now, we spend $1 trillion more than we take in every year. That's where we're at right now. She wants to add $20 trillion in costs, okay, with no income coming in. It's going to come in from major tax increases. It has to over the next 10 years. So that means we would take in $3 trillion per year and spend $6 trillion per year unless we raise income by $2 trillion to offset that expenditure. Where will Elizabeth Warren get the money? She says funding will come from tax increases on businesses and billionaires, sparing the middle class from any tax hikes. That is her plan that she released today to provide Medicare for all. Do you like it or not? Well, we'll find out next November, won't we? Google acquires Fitbit for $7.35 per share. Well, I guess Google, the wearables, you know, that's been a pretty good, okay space. It never really took off like it was supposed to. Fitbit never made a profit. I guess Fitbit Google wants to compete with Apple as far as having Google watches. And they figured buying Fitbit was a faster way to get to that than creating their own. Lowe's is seen running to new highs. Well, you know what? I agree. Barclays lifts Lowe's to an equal weight from an overweight. They raised their target price to $125 per share. L-O-W is currently at $112 per share. And I just got to think with the economy, the job creation, the pending home sales, the existing home sales, the new home sales, at least for now, that continues to bode well for Lowe's and Home Depot. Now, I own both those stocks in my dividend and growth portfolio. They pay dividends, and they're still growing their earnings. Another stock that fits into that category, getting an upgrade today. Hard to believe that Microsoft is still such a vibrant growth stock. Over the last 5 years, Microsoft has been growing its earnings by 15% per year. It's kind of slipped through the cracks here. I haven't heard a lot of people reporting, but Microsoft is a $1 trillion company once again. $1.1 trillion is where Microsoft is valued today. The dividend yield on Microsoft is 1.4%. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Give me a smaller dividend yield along with the company that is growing its earnings, and I'll take that every day of the week over those big fat dividend yields coming from companies that aren't growing anymore. Microsoft, over the last 12 months, is up 30%, while the market's up just 11%. And what's it done over its most recent 3 years here versus the overall market? Well, these are the kind of numbers called alpha that help companies become best stocks now. Microsoft has delivered 36% per year total return, average total return to investors, while the market's delivered 13% per year, almost triple the returns of at Microsoft versus the market. My current valuation, I have it at 71% upside potential over the next 5 years. I like 80% or more, but I wouldn't have a problem here, even at this level. This stock has been a barn burner. What can I say? It's currently ranked number 157 out of 5,368. It's still the best stock now. Barclays raises its price target from 155 to 168. They do a much shorter price target than I do. And Microsoft just got that big win, the Jedi cloud contract, which they won over rival Amazon. Of course, Amazon not happy. Amazon supposedly going to sue the U.S. government, thinking there was some bias there. I don't know if it helps that Bezos owns the Washington Post also, but the government chose Microsoft over Amazon for that big contract. Okay, speaking of big dividend yield companies, how about ExxonMobil? Where's their dividend yield at today? Their dividend yield is at 5.1%. Gunderson, why would you buy a stock yielding 1.4% when you can buy Exxon and get a 5.1% dividend yield? Because the stock is going down at ExxonMobil. Over the last 5 years, ExxonMobil's profits have been shrinking by 10% per year. Okay, Microsoft has been growing by 17% per year. That's a huge difference. That means you can get some capital appreciation and maybe even some dividend hikes down the road. That's all Exxon has to offer is the dividend yield over just over 5%, but the stock has been going down. So let's look at total return on ExxonMobil. That's what counts, total return. If your broker or advisor has you in ExxonMobil, you know that over the last 12 months, the stock's down 18.3%. The stock's actually down 23%, but you got 5% in a dividend yield, which narrowed the gap to just 18% loss. And you know that over the last 5 years, you've been losing 3% per year. That means the stock's been going down by about 8% per year while you've been getting your 5% dividend for a total return of negative 2.8 over the last 5 years. Exxon is ranked number 2,772 out of 5,368. That's a lousy chart on Exxon. Big dividend yield, though. Oh, boy. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed for Sarasota. Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson, and Barry Kite will be available to meet with you on Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, and Wednesday, November 20th. We'll be camped out at the new Embassy Suites near downtown. Bill Gunderson will park your car. No, not really, but he has taken care of free valet parking for all of those who would like to meet with us. Bill will also be there to talk about the accumulation phase of your investment cycle. Paul will discuss your various options for the distribution phase if needed, and Barry Kite will be there to discuss your big retirement picture. Barry is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial analyst. Make an appointment with the Dream Team now. This will be a good opportunity to do some year-end planning. We have 25 time slots available, and they will fill up. Call 855-611-BEST now or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Look at Apple. Can you believe that stock? $253 today per share. That puts it at $1.14 trillion. Still the largest publicly traded company in the world, hitting a new all-time high today. Now, I own that stock in both of my dividend and growth portfolios. There's a good example of a smaller dividend yield than ExxonMobil. But with the capital appreciation on top of that dividend yield, believe it or not, Apple is up 61% year-to-date. It's a large chunk in my buy-and-hold Premier Growth and in both of my dividend and growth portfolios. Okay, back to high dividend stocks with very little capital appreciation. Chevron's another example. They're in the news today. Chevron reports earnings. Chevron pays a 4.2% dividend yield. But you know, over the last 5 years, you've got nothing more than the dividend yield. That's it. You've averaged 4% per year over the last 5 years by investing in Chevron. Nothing else. No capital appreciation whatsoever because you've got the earnings going the wrong way. Stocks follow earnings. If you haven't learned anything else by listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, you know that I preach from the pulpit here that stocks and stock indexes follow earnings. Okay, now here's the risk in buying. We just talked about the risk in chasing dividend yield, and we gave a couple good examples of smaller dividends. We gave the example of Microsoft and Apple versus Chevron and Exxon. Well, another area that people are getting pretty giddy on here, and I think it's not going to end well, is this the junk bond market, which hit a new high again this week. People chasing dividend or chasing coupon yield. The average coupon on a junk bond is up in the 5.3% area. A lot of those, I looked at some of the holdings in those indexes and in those junk bond managed funds. Wow, there is some real garbage in there. Now, folks back in 08 thought they were getting some pretty good stuff. They were getting AAA paper on those subprime mortgage loans, according to the rating agencies, right? And they were getting superior yields to everything else on the market. Well, that's a major red flag. Major red flag. And I see a red flag warning up on the junk bonds. Today we have Key Energy Services, KEG. They are going to skip an interest payment. Can they do that? Well, sure they can do that. Those people that own those bonds, what do you think that does to the value of the bond? Maybe if Paul, I know Paul's listening over there, they're working on helping me with the newsletter today. Look up KEG, K-E-G, see what their bonds yield, and see what they're doing today as they announce that they will skip a payment. Ouch. AbbVie beats by 3 cents. They beat on revenue. That's another one that pays a big dividend yield. There is some growth, however, at AbbVie, A-B-B-V. My problem with AbbVie is they really rely on just a few drugs. Humira is a big one, obviously. And then they have another one that they're heavily reliant upon, and their pipeline's a little thin. Their second biggest drug is Imbruvica. Imbruvica is 30% of sales. Humira, however, is a vast majority of their sales. AbbVie lifts guidance, and they lift their dividend a little bit. And the stock right now, I'm trying to find the dividend yield. The current dividend yield on AbbVie is about 4.5%, somewhere in there. But I don't like the fact that it's pretty much a very dicey situation as it relates to growth at AbbVie. I see a lot of the dividend guys. Well, the stock's having a good day today. More power to them. That's up 2.7%. It was hitting new lows here recently. Dividend yield is 5.4% on AbbVie. Okay, other earnings reports here today. AIG, does anybody care about AIG? Now, that was one that had to be rescued back in 08, 09. I don't own AIG. Colgate-Palmolive, there's a soggy stock, which means stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear. I don't like those. Arista Networks, this was a hot little growth company. In fact, they were kind of a thorn in Cisco's side there for a while. They were growing at a very rapid rate. Looks like they finally hit a wall, however. Arista Networks, A-N-E-T, is down 25%. That's a member of the S&P 500, by the way. And it's taking Cisco down with it. I don't own Arista. I have owned it in the past, quite some time ago. That's a lousy chart on Cisco, too. Cisco is also one of those slow growth companies. Cisco is down 0.6%. Mercado Libre, okay, I keep my eye on that stock. It's the Amazon of Argentina and Latin America. That's a lousy, that's a terrible chart on Mercado Libre. I've just dabbled in Mercado Libre. You've got a lot of political risk down in South America, and their earnings have been very, very inconsistent over the years, and you've got Amazon entering that space. Mercado Libre not having a good day. It's down 2.8% today. Pinterest is getting slammed today. I never did like Pinterest. I haven't yet to see earnings out of Pinterest. They continue to lose money. They reported a profit. They made 1 penny per share. The stock went public recently at $19 per share. Now, I've always said that IPOs pretty much go public at full price. Man, they want those stocks. They want as much as they can get on that offering, that initial public offering. Came public at 19. It ran up to 36. Again, there aren't any earnings at Pinterest. Now it's back down to $19.61, basically the IPO price, which Beyond Meat seems to be headed towards its original IPO price also. And let's see, Facebook's getting some upgrades. How's Facebook doing today? They had a blowout earnings report yesterday. It's up just a little bit. You know, Facebook still has a lot of sentiment. A lot of people not liking Zuckerberg. Another one that reported earnings yesterday that I wasn't able to report on because there were so many earnings reports yesterday. Global Payments. I own this stock. GPN. They provide electronic payments processing to consumers, merchants, corporations, and financial institutions. They had a great earnings report. They boosted their dividend. That stock doing well. It's about even here today, but very close to a new all-time high. They're in the same space as MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, and some of the others, which has been a very, very good sector here again in 2019. Well, we're working on the newsletter today. My goal is to get the client and live trading newsletter out by about 5 or 6 p.m. this evening. So I know Barry's listening over there. He's helping me out with it. And then we'll get the premium version and the free version of the newsletter out tomorrow morning. But our goal is to get that client live trading version, which has all the portfolios. Now, you can see that version of the newsletter. You can get 4 free weeks. To see, you know, what we think of the market right now and what stocks we actually own. It's chock full of best stocks now. You can see how we're doing so far here in 2019. I'm very transparent, right? Well, you can sign up. We send it out to thousands of people all over the world. GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back with the featured stock of the day.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed for Sarasota. Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson, and Barry Kite will be available to meet with you on Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, and Wednesday, November 20th. We'll be camped out at the new Embassy Suites near downtown. Bill Gunderson will park your car. No, not really, but he has taken care of free valet parking for all of those who would like to meet with us. Bill will also be there to talk about the accumulation phase of your investment cycle. Paul will discuss your various options for the distribution phase if needed, and Barry Kite will be there to discuss your big retirement picture. Barry is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial analyst. Make an appointment with the Dream Team now. This will be a good opportunity to do some year-end planning. We have 25 time slots available, and they will fill up. Call 855-611-BEST now or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management Team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario.
It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we are working on the newsletter for the week. Boy, if you're not on that mailing list, man, you're missing out. We've been right since 2009 about the market, and we try to find the very best stocks at any given time that are out there in the market in different categories: dividend stocks, large cap growth stocks, which we call conservative growth, ultra growth stocks, emerging growth stocks, and our Best Bonds Now portfolio hitting a new high, I believe, yesterday. I was just checking it out, and I think that's a new high for since we started it. So we're very pleased with that. You can mix or match. We've talked to people from all over the country this past week here at our firm. And we would like to help you. We think we can be of a lot of benefit to you. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST to set up an appointment. Or you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. And, of course, we'll be in Sarasota here in another 3 weeks or so, November 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Embassy Suites. The last trip of 2019, it looks like. I don't think we can squeeze in another one, unless we can get over to Atlanta maybe in mid-December or so. We'll see. All right, our featured stock of the day today has got to be Alibaba. Alibaba reported earnings. And, of course, you know, Alibaba is pretty much kind of the Amazon of China. Alibaba beat earnings estimates, 40% year-over-year revenue growth. Oh, I know what you're going to say. Can you trust the numbers out of China? Well, you know what? Alibaba is a $462 billion company, all right? $500 billion. For the quarter, their sales were up 35% and their earnings were up 31%. Pretty hard to find a mega cap stock, $463 billion, that's growing at that kind of a rate. Now, if I look up in the Best Stocks Now app, it's still kind of being held down by the China situation and the tariffs and whatnot. But I see it still as one of the cheapest growth stocks in the entire world. The estimated five-year growth rate per year over the next 5 years is 26.8%. The forward P/E ratio right now is 20. That means that it continues to sell at a discount to its growth rate. The PEG ratio is less than 1. If you take that forward P/E ratio of 20, divide it into that growth rate of 27, we get a PEG ratio of 0.76. I have a $350 target price 5 years down the road. It's currently trading at 179. It's done all right. You know, over the last 12 months, BABA is up 30%. The market is up 11%. I own Alibaba. Alibaba does not pay a dividend. Alibaba, I own, and of course, Alibaba, this since the beginning of the year is pretty flat. But I'm going to be patient here. I think eventually stocks arrive at their valuations. And this one has been held down mostly by sentiment and the news flow and the fight going back and forth between the U.S. and China. But I'm still sitting patiently on my Alibaba. I like this earnings report. It just continues to grow the company. And they make a lot of money. They're expected to make $6.93 in earnings next year, which would be 21% growth versus this year, and another $8.73 in 2021, which would be 26% growth. I continue to like Alibaba, B-A-B-A, which provides global online and mobile retail marketplace via several sites in China. B-A-B-A. Okay, well, we are working on the newsletter. We'll update the portfolios. We'll probably have our new website up and running by next week. I'm just doing the final proofreading there. Boy, it's a really beautiful site. I can't wait to unveil that. I send out my daily blog every day. I'm in the market up to my neck every single day with my fly fishing rod, my waders, my net, whatever, my binoculars, looking. I'm looking at A-plus momentum stocks. I'm looking at top-ranked stocks, all with the goal of putting the best 25 into my portfolio of various categories at any given time in the market. And no, it's not ExxonMobil, it's not Chevron, it's not IBM or Merck or Johnson & Johnson. These are well-known names, and they may pay a decent dividend yield, but they're not growing anymore. And if stocks follow earnings, it just makes sense that you want companies that are growing their earnings. And that's why these earnings reports are so important that I report on every day. But we're going to have an aggregate earnings report for you today in the newsletter, which will show how this earnings season has gone, where we're expected to end up. But more importantly, we're going to look at that guidance that we've been given for 2020 and 2021, because that holds the key. When people ask me, you know, the market's hitting new highs, I don't want to buy here. How can it keep going higher? I said, well, you know what? It's all about earnings. It all depends upon the earnings and the earnings expectations. So we'll see. I got to believe that this quarter's going pretty well. We may even have some upgrades to next year's earnings estimates and 2021 earnings estimates. Once again, you can sign up for the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com, or you can set up an appointment with us. The Brain Trust at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody, and have a great weekend.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.